It's good to be with you again.
非常高兴与大家又能见面。
This time I brought my dear wife, Janine, with me.
今天我的太太 Jenny 和我一起，和大家在一起。
Let's ask God to bless our time together.
我们来请神祝福我们在一起的时间。
Father, you have revealed your truth to us through your word.
亲爱的天父，你通过你的话语向我们能够显示了你自己。
Now we pray that your spirit will open up your word and give us understanding.
我们今天祷告，求你的灵带领我们，让你的话语开启我们的心。
So that we can know you more fully and follow you more completely.
所以我们能够更加完全地了解你，认识你，能够跟随你。
We commit this time to you.
我们把这段时间交到你的手上。
In Jesus' name, amen.
你耶稣的名祷告， Amen.
As you know, we celebrated Independence Day a couple of days ago.
我们大家刚刚庆祝过美国的独立日。
As Americans, we're thankful that we became independent of Great Britain.
美国人非常的感恩，能够从英国的统治下独立出来。
One of the characteristics of Americans is that we've had a strong tradition of individualism and personal independence.
美国有一个特别重要的特质，就是个人主义非常强，能够非常有独立性。
Now, that can be a good thing if it reinforces our personal responsibility or our accountability.
这有非常好的一方面，能够让我们每个人能够担起自己该负的责任。
After all, we are truly accountable for our own actions.
不管怎样说，最终来说，我们每个人要为我们自己的行为所负责。
That is consistent with biblical truth.
这与圣经的教导是符合的。
But independence and individualism can tempt us to think that we're in control of our own lives.
但是从另一方面，这个独立性和这个个人主义，让我们自己会认为我们可以对我们的生命能够有完全的掌控。
Most of us live with the idea that we can control most of the things that we have to do, especially if we work hard at it.
我们大部分人认为我们可以通过我们自己的努力工作能够掌控我们自己的命运。
And that can create a problem because it can produce a lack of gratefulness and inappropriate pride.
这会造成一个问题，就是我们认为我们自己努力是达到一切的动力，所以我们心里边会有很多的骄傲，会有很多的自豪和骄傲。
Consider the verse from 1 John 2.
我们看约翰一书的第二章。
John warns us, do not love the world or anything in the world, for everything in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, comes not from the Father, but from the world, and the world is passing away.
这里约翰提醒我们，不要爱世界和世界上的事。人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。因为凡世界上的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲，都不是从父来的，乃是从世界来的。这世界和其上的情欲都要过去。
Yet, at every point that John has warned us about what not to do, this is a part of our nature.
这里边约翰向我们提起这些不该做的东西，其实是我们人的本性。
By nature, we want to be in charge of ourselves.
从我们的本性出发，我们想为我们自己的一生做全然的控制。
We want to live by what we feel. That's the lust of the flesh.
我们要根据我们怎样去感觉来生活，那就是肉体的情欲。
We want to live by what we see and think and desire. That's the lust of the eyes.
我们就根据我们眼看，我们心里边想的那一切来生活，这就是眼目的情欲。
And we want to have the right to control our lives. That's the pride of life.
我们希望我们有控制我们这一生的权利，那么这就是今生的骄傲。
After all, who likes to have someone else making all of the important decisions about our lives?
从一句话来总结来说，谁愿意让别人来控制我们这一生呢？
We bristle at the notion that someone else has authority over us.
在人看到别人对我们生命有控制权的时候，我们就会怒发冲冠。
But even though we think that we are in control, it turns out that we actually do not have much control over most of what is in our lives.
我们尽管想象我们对生命中是有控制权的，但是在生命中真实情况是我们对我们的生命没有什么掌控。
You may be a good driver, but what about all of the other drivers on the road?
你可能是一个很好的司机，但是你不能控制其他路上的司机怎样去行。
You may make plans, but the weather you can't control, and it may stop your plans.
你可能有很好的计划，但是天气忽然非常的变坏，把你的整个的计划全都打乱。
And who of us controls the economy?
我们中间哪个人能够控制经济呢？
Even little things day to day, we think we control, but we don't.
尽管上每天的一些小事，我们认为我们可以掌控，但其实我们控制不了。
See, what matters is not what we believe, but what is actually true or reality.
这里重要的是不是我们相信什么，而是这真正的事实是怎么样子的。
For example, just believing that gravity doesn't apply to us won't change the fact that if we step off a high surface, like a roof or a cliff, we're going to fall.
举个例子，我们可以相信重力对我们不起作用，但是这不能够避免我们从房顶或者从梯子上掉下来的时候。
So we ought to live our lives wanting to know what is really true, what is really real.
所以我们在今生过这个生过生命的时候，我们要理解事实是什么样子的。
Because that's the only way that we can align our lives with what is real.
只有这样情况，我们才能把我们的生命和真实能够联合在一起。
That's true in general, but it's true of our personal control and independence as well.
这对于我们自己对自己生命的自我掌控来说也是这样的情形。
But really more to the point, which is what we want to focus on today, our lack of personal control and independence.
今天我们想注重看一点，就是我们不能控制的那一切，是我们做不到的那一方面。
I entitled today's sermon Dependence Day.
今天讲到的主题是依赖日。
Because I want to make the case for you that we are actually dependent for almost everything in our lives.
所以我今天想跟大家分享，就是在我们生命中的每一方面，我们几乎全部要依赖。
Dependent on God.
我们要依赖神。
Our scripture reading today was from Psalm 139, 1 to 6.
我们今天的经文是从诗篇139章1到4节。
Did you notice from these verses that God knows more about us than the FBI will ever know?
所以我们今天看到从这些经文里边，我们知道神对我们的了解而远比 FBI 对我们的了解还要更深刻。
He knows our words and our thoughts, even before we speak them.
他知道我们的思想、意念、话语，即使在我们说出来之前，他已经知道。
We can't hide from him.
我们无法向他隐藏。
Nothing we do escapes his knowledge.
我们所有的做的一切都不可以向神隐藏。
In short, he knows everything about us.
从一句话总结，他知道我们生命中的一切。
And that fact gives rise to four important truths that we would like to talk about today.
这个事实能够带来今天我想跟大家分享的四个方面的 真实情况。
First truth, and I apologize here, this was supposed to be translated and we got mixed up in our emails, so I can only give you the English here, but it'll be interpreted. Truth number one, we are totally dependent on God for our life, for our very existence.
第一个真实的情况是我们的生命，我们的存在是完全依赖神。
Look at Acts 17.
我们来看《使徒行传》第十七章。
But God, this is Paul speaking on the, in Athens, on the Areopagus.
这是保罗当年在雅典向众人所说的话。
He said, the God who made the world and everything in it is the Lord of heaven and earth. He himself gives everyone life and breath and everything else. From one man he made all the nations that they should inhabit the whole earth.
保罗讲到创造宇宙和其中万物的神，既是天地的主，也不用人手服侍，好像缺少什么，自己倒将生命气息万物赐给万人。他从一本造出万族的人，住在全地上。
And he marked out their appointed times in history and the boundaries of their lands. God did this so that they would seek him and perhaps reach out for him and find him, though he is not far from any one of us.
他在创世之初就把地的地基已经标出，能够让住在世上的一切能够寻求他。
For in him we live and move and have our being.
因为只有我们在神的掌控下，我们才作为人，才是在有这个生命和气息。
And then there's Job 12:10.
在约伯记的十二章十节这样说道。
In God's hand is the life of every creature and the breath of all mankind.
凡活物的生命和人类的气息都在他手中。
Do you remember COVID?
大家想到新冠的时期吗？
Many people discovered that their ability to breathe was not guaranteed.
很多人发现他们本来的一些本能的呼吸的这个功能并不是能够被保证的。
My wife was hospitalized and nearly died and was on oxygen for 3 months afterward.
我的太太当时生病住院，差点失去了生命，她在连着那个就是制氧机能够有三个月的时间。
How many of us think about breathing from day to day or even moment to moment?
我们大家有谁会真正的想这个呼吸这个本能，每一个时刻没有人会仔细去想这些。
Yet these verses made clear God gives us breath.
这些经文告诉我们是神给我们生命的气息。
Look at Luke 12:24-26.
我们看路加福音十二章二十四到二十六节。
Consider the ravens. They do not sow or reap. They have no storeroom or barn. Yet God feeds them. How much more valuable are you than the birds? And which of you by worrying can add an hour to his life? So if you cannot do even such a little thing as this, why do you worry about the rest?
你想乌鸦也不种也不收，又没有仓又没有库，神尚且养活它，你们比飞鸟是何等的贵重呢？你们哪一个能用思虑使寿数多加一刻呢？这最小的事你们尚且不能做，为什么还忧虑其余的事呢？
Don't miss the point of these verses.
我们不要误解这里边的经文。
Not only does God sustain us, he provides us life and breath.
不仅神支持我们的生命，他给我们的生命的气息。
But on the other side, we can't control even the little things.
但在另一方面，我们即使对生命中最小的一点点事，我们都无法控制。
Our lives depend on him.
我们的生命完全依赖神。
Here's the second truth.
那么第二个真理是这样子的。
We're totally dependent on God to know anything about him.
我们要完全的依赖神，才能够真正的明白神。
The only reason that we know God exists and know about Him is because He has revealed it to us.
真实的能够知道神存在，然后知道任何关于神的知识，是因为神亲自的向我们显示。
There are several verses that point that out.
在圣经里边有经文这样记载。
Romans 1:18-20.
罗马书一章十八到十九节。
The wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all godlessness and wickedness of people who suppress the truth by their wickedness, since what may be known about God is plain to them because God has made it plain to them.
原来神的愤怒从天上显明在一切不虔不义的人身上，就是那些行不义阻挡真理的人。神的事情人所能知道的原显明在人心里，因为神已经给他们显明。
For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, His eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly seen, being understood by what has been made, so that people are without excuse.
罗马书一章二十节，自从造天地以来，神的永能和神性是明明可知的，虽是眼不能见，但借着所造之物就可以晓得，叫人无可推诿。
And then Hebrews 1.
希伯来书一章。
In the past, God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets, but in these last days, He has spoken to us by His Son, who is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of His being.
神既在古时借着众先知多次多方的晓谕列祖，就在这末世借着他儿子晓谕我们。他是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真相。
Three ways God has revealed Himself to us.
神以三种方式向我们显示他自己。
In nature,
通过自然。
When we look at what has been created,
我们看周围神创造这个世界。
It demands that we understand there had to have been a creator.
所以这些周围的这一切存在，让我们思想这个背后的造物主。
Secondly, He has spoken to us in His revealed word.
第二条是他通过他的话语向我们说话。
Both Old Testament and New Testament.
通过旧约和新约。
And lastly, He has spoken to us in the person of Jesus.
第三点，他以他的儿子，真实的人来向我们说话。
Not just Jesus' words, but His life.
不光是耶稣的教导话语，而是他耶稣生命的本身。
If we want to know what God the Father is like, look at Jesus' life.
我们想知道天父的样子，我们就看这个看圣子的样子。
He is the revelation, the revealing of God to us.
耶稣是神本相的代表。
So what do these verses tell us about our dependence on God?
所以这些话里讲到我们对神的依赖是什么样子呢？
Firstly, the only reason we know anything all about God is because He chose to reveal it to us.
第一点就是我们对于神的任何知识是因为神首先向我们显明了他自己。
Secondly, He has revealed Himself to mankind through nature,and through Scripture, and through His Son, Jesus.
第二点，神通过他这个创造的这个自然，通过他的话语和通过他的儿子耶稣向人类显示他自己。
Unfortunately, our typical human response to that revelation is to reject it or to suppress it.
非常不幸，那么人本能的一个非常本能的反应，对神的这种显现的反应是拒绝或者压制。
And God's response to our rejection or our suppression of His truth is judgment.
那么神对我们的反抗、悖逆和拒绝的这种反应呢，就是审判。
Now, as we'll see, that judgment can either be borne by us who deserve it or by Jesus taking our place.
那么我们知道这个审判或者是由我们自己本身，我们值得去担当这些人来接受呢，或者是我们依赖耶稣基督把我们的审判接过去。
But don't miss the point. Rejecting God's truth is a form of rebellion and demands judgment.
所以我们要记住一点，我们拒绝神的这个真理的话，就是人对神的一个真实的背叛。
So if we depend on God to know about him, why is that important?
我们需要神，能够依赖神去认识神，为什么这一点很重要？
It's important because we were created for relationship with God, and that requires our knowledge of him.
这一点非常重要，是因为我们是被造，是要和神有一个关系，那么这个关系的存在是我们首先要了解神。
So let's look at another layer of our dependence on God.
那我们看一个下一个层次，我们依赖神。
Truth number three, we're totally dependent on God for our salvation.
第三点的真理就是我们完全依赖神能够得到救赎。
Not just as a ticket to heaven, but knowing and loving him in a deeply personal relationship.
这不仅仅是通向天堂的一张门票，而是我们要真实的能够认识神，能够和神建立深层的个人关系。
John 14:6, Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
约翰福音14:6，耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命，若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
Can any of us save ourselves?
我们中间任何一个人能够救我们自己吗？
Can any of us make ourselves right with God?
我们人哪一个人可以能够和神和好？
John 6:44 answers that in part.
约翰福音6:44回答了这个问题。
No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws them, and I will raise them up on the last day.
若不是差我来的父吸引人，就没有能到我这里来的。到我这里来的，在末日我要叫他复活。
And it's not on the screen, but you remember the verse from Ephesians 2.
我们记得在以弗所书二章。
For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast.
我们是借着神的恩典能够得以救赎，借着神的恩典凭着我们的信心得以救赎，这不是靠我们自己的努力。
And what is Jesus aiming for? John 17:24 tells us.
那这里边耶稣怎样说呢？约翰福音17:24。
Father, I want those you have given me to be with me where I am so that they can see my glory that you gave me because you loved me before the creation of the world.
父啊，我在哪里，愿你所赐给我的人也同我在哪里，叫他们看见你所赐给我的荣耀，因为创立世界以前你已经爱我了。
Each one of us exists, we're alive, because God wanted us to have a personal relationship with him.
每一个活着的人能得到这个生命，是因为神希望我们和他建立这种深层的个人关系。
And just to make the point, we couldn't do this by ourselves.
我们自己做不到这一切。
Here's a list of what God did to save us that we couldn't do.
下面这个单子是神为我们做的这一切，而这一切是我们所做不到的。
Number one, he revealed his purpose that we were created for relationship with him.
第一点，他向我们显明他的目的是他造我们。
Number two, he revealed to us our need for salvation, that we're guilty before him and deserve death.
他向我们显明我们需要救赎，因为我们在他面前是我们的罪只配得死。
Number three, he took on our human form so that he could take our place.
第三点，他以人的形象，所以他能够替我们献上救赎。
Number four, he lived a sinless life.
第四点，耶稣过了一个无罪的生活。
That's important because he didn't deserve to be punished for himself. That's why he could take on our punishment.
这一点非常重要，因为他 没有犯任何罪，那么他不因为这一切能配得去死，而是为我们的罪献上赎价。
Number five, he died in our place.
第五点，他代替我们受死。
That is, he was the substitute taking our punishment so we wouldn't have to be punished.
所以他成为我们罪的救赎，代替我们走上十字架。
Number six, he rose from the dead to prove that his death was acceptable to the Father.
他第六点是他从死里复活，证明他的死亡这个救赎是神所接受的。
He demonstrated his power over death.
第七点，他证明了他胜过了死亡。
By rising again, he proved not only that he was God, the Son, but that he could raise us up from the dead as well.
他的复活证明他自己，不仅仅证明他自己是神的儿子，而且他有这个能力把我们也复活。
That when he promised that we would live with him forever, we know even though we die, we will still live with him forever.
他向我们保证我们能够永远和他在一起，就是我们死后也将来永远和他在一起。
Number eight, he caused us to see our need and to cause us even to seek for forgiveness.
第八点，他让我们能够看到我们需要被拯救、被饶恕。
Number nine, he gave us Christ's righteousness and the promise of eternal life.
第九点，他给我们耶稣的公义，让我们能够得到永恒的生命。
You remember that when you came to Christ, you received the full righteousness of Christ as your own?
记得当你接受耶稣基督救赎的那一天，你就接受了耶稣的全然的公义。
He sees each one of us, flawed as we are, as though we are as perfectly righteous as Jesus was.
因为耶稣的救赎，所以我们每个人在神的眼里都是因为有了耶稣的公义，我们被看为是无罪的。
And it's not just that God's eyesight is bad and he can't see the bad things.
而不是说因为神的眼力不好，看不见我们生命中的罪的一面。
He has given us Christ's righteousness. It's ours.
因为他把神的把耶稣的公义给了我们，成为我们自己的公义。
And finally, and we'll get to this a little bit more later, he revealed how we should live.
最后一点是他向我们显示我们该怎样去生活。
Verse 10 of Ephesians 2 says, we were created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which he prepared ahead of time for us to do.
在以弗所书记到我们是为了神的公义的工作被创造，我们可以做他的工。
There's a reason he doesn't immediately take us to heaven once we get saved.
这里边在我们在得救那一天没有被接到天堂是有原因的。
He wants us to live out the life that he's put into us.
他希望我们能够把他在生命中活出他给我们的新生命。
Let me just summarize what we've discovered so far.
那我们今天来总结一下我们讲的这一切。
We're totally dependent on God for our very life and existence.
我们完全依赖神，在我们生命中方方面面的气息完全依赖神。
We're totally dependent on him to know who he is and who we are.
我们完全依赖神才能够真正的认识神，认识我们自己。
We're totally dependent on him for being made right with him for our salvation.
完全依赖神能够与神和好。
There's one more important aspect of our dependence on God.
还有一点非常重要的，我们依赖神的方面。
You see, we're called to love God with our whole heart and to love our neighbor as ourselves.
我们被召去能够爱神爱人，以全心的全心全力的爱神，也要爱我们的邻居。
But our nature is not to live loving lives for others; it's to be selfish for ourselves.
但我们的本性是不想去这样的为了别人全心的爱人去活，而是我们非常自私的为自己而活。
And we soon discover, even as believers, that we can't on our own live the way God wants us to live.
我们很快地发现，即使是作为信徒，我们也不可能做活出神让我们活出的样子。
On our own, we fail again and again.
我们一直在不断地失败。
So the fourth truth is that we depend totally on God to live as we ought to live.
所以第四个真理就是我们完全依赖神，才能够活出我们应该活的样子。
This is where the rubber meets the road.
这就是那个轮胎碰到地上的时候，真理显现的时候。
We shouldn't be surprised here that on this point, God also has provided the help that we need.
我们这里边不要惊讶，当我们要神邀请我们这样活的时候，神也给我们提供了所需要的一切。
You see, he starts out by giving us a new nature that will be able to desire to do what is right.
首先神给我们一个新的本性，让我们作为一个新人能够愿意活出他希望我们活出的样子。
Our old nature doesn't desire what's right, it desires selfishness.
我们原来的本性并不是渴望做对的事，而是渴望做那些自私对自己有利的事。
And this is where Christianity is different than every other religion.
这是基督教和其他的那些宗教完全不同的地方。
Most religion tries to change us from the outside in by what we do.
其他的很多的宗教是要从外面来改变，从外面的行为来改变内心的情况。
God knew that we had to be changed from the inside out to be given a new nature in order to live what he wants.
但神知道我们需要从里到外的变，要从里边的一种本性变化才能造成外面的行为的变化。
Here's some verses.
经文里这样说到。
2 Corinthians 5:17, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come.
哥林德后书5:17，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
Ezekiel 36:26, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh.
以西结书17:24-26，我也要赐给你们一个新心，将心灵放在你们里面，又从你们的肉体中除掉石心，赐给你们肉心。
And John 15:5,
约翰福音15:5，
Jesus said, I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing.
我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，常在我里面的，我也常在他里面。这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。
By changing us from the inside, God enables us to live the life that he created for us to live.
从心里边改，从内在改变我们，这样神让我们能够活出他希望我们活出的样子。
But more than that, he also gives us the Holy Spirit.
更重要的一步，他给我们了圣灵。
The Holy Spirit lives in us.
圣灵住在我们心中。
And prompts and guides us.
鼓励我们，激励我们。
And helps us to love and to obey.
帮助我们去爱，去遵守。
And he gives us fruit that will originate in God himself.
他给我们那些赐下圣灵的果子，是神亲自亲自给我们的。
1 John 14:16, I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate or helper to help you and to be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth.
约翰福音14:16，我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在。
So the Spirit comes from God to help us.
所以圣灵是从神来，为了帮助我们。
But he also produces in us a changed life.
圣灵也在我们的生命中促使我们结出生命圣灵的果子。
Listen to Galatians 22 and 23.
加拉太书五章二十二到二十三节。
The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。
You and I can try to produce those virtues in ourselves, but we'll have trouble doing it.
你和我可以努力的通过自己的努力来结出这些果子，但是我们知道我们做不到。
But the Holy Spirit in us wants to produce those and does produce those. It's from Him.
但是圣灵在我们心里面做工，能够结出这些果子，是因为圣灵的工作。
Do you see the point? We are totally dependent on God.
所以你们看没看到，我们的一切真是全然的依赖于神。
Psalm 127:1.
诗篇127章。
Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman keeps awake in vain. In vain you rise up early and stay up late, toiling for food to eat. For he, God, grants sleep to those he loves.
诗篇127章1到2节，若不是耶和华建造房屋，建造的人就枉然劳力。若不是耶和华看守城池，看守的人就枉然惊醒。他们清晨早起，夜晚安歇，吃劳碌得来的饭本是枉然，唯有耶和华所亲爱的必叫他安然睡觉。
You can choose to depend on yourself, but it will not go well.
你可以选择去完全依赖自己，但是我们知道结果不会太好。
You will not be able to live the life that God asks of you.
你不可能活出神设计让你活出的那种生命。
That will only be possible if you recognize your dependence on God to help you.
这一切唯有从你认识到你需要神做你生命的救主才有可能。
One more verse from 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书。
Paul says, We have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us.
哥林多后书四章七节，我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
Just to be clear, he uses this metaphor of jars of clay to refer to us.
所以这里边神用一个这个比喻，这个瓦器里边这个宝贝是指是我们。
A jar of clay can easily be broken.
这个瓦器呢，很容易被打碎。
It's fragile.
非常的脆弱。
It's not permanent.
这不是永久存在的。
But yet, God has put His life into us so that
这里边神把他的生命放在我们中间，放在我们心里。
So that we can display His life and His glory to the world around us.
所以我们可以显明神的生命，能够显出神的荣耀。
And He proves the point that it's because of our dependence on Him, not because we're so wonderful.
这是因为我们完全依赖神，而并不是因为我们自己有多么的伟大。
And just to make clear, it's not that we choose to be dependent on God.
这里我想再强调一点，这里边不是因为我们选择去依赖神。
The fact is, we are all always desperately dependent on God. We just don't always know it.
事实上是我们这一直是完全的依赖神，只是说我们自己不知道而已。
Just go back to the thought about breathing.
我们就回头想一想呼吸这件事情。
We breathe because God allows us to breathe.
我们呼吸是因为神允许我们有这个气息。
We are alive because He allowed us to be alive.
我们活着是因为神允许我们活着。
We know about Him and we know Him in salvation because He has chosen to allow us.
我们知道神，认识神，知道神的救恩，是因为神选择允许我们去认识他。
And we desperately need him to live out the life that he calls us to, and he's there to help us.
我们只需要神，需要神，全力的需要神，能够帮助我们活出他让我们活的样子。
So what should our response be to all of this?
所以我们的回应应该是什么呢？
Let me suggest four things.
我这里来建议下面的四项。
Number one, we need to acknowledge our dependence on God and to thank him for his care for us every day.
第一点，我们要承认我们对神的全然依赖，来感谢神。
Being dependent on God is a good thing.
依赖神是一个非常美好的事。
Because he is a good God.
因为神是一个美好美善的神。
And he loves us and wants what's good for us.
他爱我们，他希望我们的生命都美好。
Number two, we need to put into practice a day by day and even a moment by moment reliance on him.
第二点就是我们在每一天，我们要活出每一天每一个时刻都要全然的依赖他。
You know what it's like with little children who want to do things themselves.
我们都知道小孩子想自己做事情的时候。
When we want to help them, they may say, no, I do it myself.
我们家长要帮助这些孩子们，孩子的第一个反应说，不需要，我要自己来做。
And they try and try and finally give up because they can't.
然后孩子们一直在努力，在争取去做，最后失败。
We don't think of ourselves that way, but in reality, we are like those little children.
我们经常不会想我们自己是那样子，但事实上我们就像那些小孩子一样。
We need God's help.
我们需要神的帮助。
I suggest we begin every day and every activity with prayer for God's provision and his guidance.
我建议大家每一天和在每一件事情开始，我们要向神祷告，求神的供应和指导。
It's not that we remind God of our dependence, we remind ourselves of our dependence.
这里面并不是提醒神我们依靠神，而是我们提醒我们自己，我们的生命依靠神。
Thirdly,We should spend time in his word every day to know him better and to love and obey him more fully.
第三点，我们每天应该花时间读神的话语，能更好的认识，更加的认识神，爱神，遵守神的诫命。
Fourth, we should enjoy God's presence with us and his provision for us as evidence of his great love for us.
第四点，就是我们享受神的同在和供应。这就是神对我们爱的表征。
So instead of celebrating Independence Day, let me suggest that we begin to celebrate Dependence Day.
所以这里边我们如果我们庆祝了这个独立节，但我更加劝勉我们每个人能够庆祝每一天是我们的依赖节，依赖日。
And not just once a year, but every day.
不是说只有那一天，某一天，而是我们每一天都能够依赖神的同在。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Father, thank you for revealing in your word that we need you.
天父，我们感谢你，向我们显，用你自己的话语，向我们显示我们需要你。
In our pride, we don't want to need help, but we know we need it deep down.
在我们的骄傲中，我们常常认为我们不需要你，但真实中，我们生命的每一步、每一口气息都需要你。
Thank you for being the loving God that you are, who is ready to help and wants to help us.
感谢你是那位美善、慈爱的神，你愿意和随时准备来帮助我们。
Thank you for giving us everything we need for life and godliness.
感谢你赐我们生命中所需要的一切。
I pray, Lord, that you would remind us of these truths every day.
主啊，我们祷告，求你每一天提醒我们这些真理。
Help us to choose to rely on you
帮助我们选择去依赖你。
Help us to acknowledge our need.
帮助我们去承认我们的需要。
Help us to thank you for what you have provided and will yet provide.
帮助我们去感谢你已经和将要为我们提供的一切。
Most of all, thank you for the Lord Jesus who made all of this possible.
更重要的是，感谢主耶稣，让这一切能够成为可能。
We commit the week ahead and every activity and everything that we do to you.
我们把下一个星期把我们所做的一切都交在神的手中。
For your honor and your glory.
为你的荣耀，为你的名。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
以耶稣的名祷告 ，Amen。